This is Eugene.
Hey Eugene, it's Gabe, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, fine, Gabe.
Hey, just wanted to get in touch with you there. So I got you for the $50,000 over a 6 month period, your total payback is going to be $10,000, and that's not including any prepayment discount. So you'd be paying back $60,000, and then I did the calculations. If it is paid off in 60 days, you'll save just over another 2,000 if you pay it off in that kind of time frame that you had discussed. So it's pretty straightforward. You borrow 50, the payback is 60, and then that does, that does include the 5% remaining balance. So let's say that 2 months in, you've paid off 19,500. If you pay off 19,500, we'd be at the 2 month endpoint, 60 days. So we times that by 5%. You'd be saving $2,025 if paid off at the 2 month mark. So it's a 5% remaining balance. So it's a substantially cheaper than of course, the 15-month term there. But 6 months was the longest term they could go, keeping the approval that high.
What do you mean, keeping the approval that
So usually,
high?
typically, like when we go shorter term, it lowers the approval because it's harder for the business to pay back. So this approval is for 6 months. 6 months for the 50,000. So that's what we're looking at, and all I need to generate the docs there would just be the voided business check and the copy of the driver's license is there.
So basically, we're paying 8,000 bucks to borrow 50,000 for 2 months.
Correct. And I believe, yeah, I wanted to say, did I think Robin?
That's like 100% interest almost.
No, you're paying 18 cents on the dollar. So it's certainly not 100% interest.
But you said we're paying 60,000
That's your total payback. So you're
minus.
paying no. You're paying 10,000, like without the prepayment discount. Okay, so just to clarify that, you guys aren't paying back $60,000 in interest. You're paying $10,000 in interest, and that's if the note goes for the entire term. So when
Yeah,
I
that's
say
right.
yeah, so when I say you're borrowing 50, your payback is $60,000 total. So that's 10,000 in interest.
10,000 interest for 6 months
Correct.
would
Unsecured.
be the equivalent of 20,000 for 12 months.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what you mean, 20,000 for 12 months.
If it was a 12-month loan, we'd be. How are you coming up with 10,000?
Okay, so you're paying this is unsecured capital. I'm not sure if you're familiar there with the program, but so we're not you guys aren't like this doesn't attach to the inventory. You guys aren't leveraging the inventory. So you guys are paying 18 cents on the dollar to bring on this capital. And then there's the 2% origination fee that I factored into the calculation. So you guys are paying 18 cents on the dollar. From my conversation with Robin there, it sounds like you guys were going to triple your money on the investment, from what I understand. So you guys are paying an 18 cents on the dollar mark there. It's a fixed cost. It's not an APR because it is such a short term.
All right, well, the other day when we were talking, I guess it was you, maybe it was Charles, we were talking about an APR of 18, an interest rate of 12 or so, the APR of 18. Now we're talking
Yes.
about something totally different.
I'm not quite sure what you and Charles had talked about there. I just this is just what the credit analysis came to me with, so I'm just kind of relaying the offer that they laid out for the business there. So you,
I think we're wrong.
So
mean,
it's
I was
a,
also. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, we were also looking. Let me see what. Yeah, maybe I misunderstood. You know, maybe I misunderstood.
I'm not sure. I had reached out to you to kind of, when I did my initial underwriting call, and I think I told you that the price is typically 10 to 30 cents on the dollar. So what we came in with here is it's 18 cents on the dollar is what you're paying for the funds. So if you guys can take that 50,000 and triple your money, you guys are looking at $150,000 minus, let's say you pay 8,000 in interest. So you guys, if you guys can turn 50 into 150, it looks like you guys will gross about 90,000 or net about 90,000 profit. But that's what we're looking at here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me all right. And how quickly can you get it to us?
We should be able to get this funded to you realistically, I would say Thursday, if we can get documents signed and in, get everything taken care of.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me, okay, so what you need from me right now is driver's licenses and a voided check.
Yeah, you got it. Just each of your guys' driver's license copies and then a business voided check for the account you guys had sent in. Which I believe is the business account ending in, it's ending in 8736 with the SunTrust account there. Yeah, 8736.
All right. Okay, I'll have to get my store manager to send me a voided check. All right. Let me work on getting all that for you.
Yeah, no problem. Just email it over to me, and I can get the docs generated after that, and then you guys can review those.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty?
Okay, good deal. All right. Thanks.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.